Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
The Apostle John writes, "If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." 1 John 1:7. We know from the Gospel according to John that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. John 8:12. The same author says concerning our Lord, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights the way of every man coming into the world." 1 John 1:4-9. Dr. Hugo McCord translates that last verse as follows: "The real light, which lightens every man, came into the world." Since Jesus Christ is the light of the world, walking in the light would mean imitating his attitudes and activities. A few observations on the life of Christ should help us to understand what it means to walk in the light. For example, Jesus did not discriminate on the basis of race or color or national origin or social standing. John 4 records a meeting between Christ and a Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman was amazed that Jesus, a Jew, would talk to her, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. John 4:9. The Pharisees often criticized our Lord for his association with people they thought of as belonging to the lower classes. But Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, all the lost. Luke 19:10. Our Lord exemplified the humility that all of God's children must cultivate. On one occasion, Jesus poured water into a basin, washed his disciples' feet, and wiped them with a towel. Jesus asked the disciples if they knew what he had done to them. He then explained, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:5-15. What a marvelous example for Christians in every generation. Just think, the Creator and Sustainer of the universe stooped to wash the feet of ordinary men like you and me. Who among us has any reason to be proud in view of our Lord's humility? Some people, including many who call themselves Christians, wonder about the advisability of using their valuable time for worship. Could we not better serve humanity by using that time to visit the sick, to help the needy, to care for widows and orphans? Jesus Christ demands that we do all of these good works and more, but none of these substitutes for worship directed to our God. Please take note of what Luke says about Christ. "And he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read." Luke 4:16. Jesus had formed a custom of worshiping God. If Jesus knew of the need to keep in touch with the Father through regular worship, should that not be an example for us? Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." John 4:23-24. Worship is the very heart of our service in the church of the living God. To make a long story short, Jesus Christ devoted every waking hour to doing the will of God. He told his disciples, "My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." John 4:34. Is that what it means to walk in the light? Thank you, and may God continue to bless you.